there's seven guys in the field. Drop back. You got to play.
And, do you throw the ball in the air?
Usually you throw it in the air. That's usually how. No, I mean, it's 7-on-7. We're running our stuff.
Is it competitive?
Definitely.
Is it? How do you and CJ switch off in that?
Well, we try to get two groups going. You know, like for. We get ones and then really young guys so that the older guys kind of teach them. Then we get like twos and threes as a separate group. You know, we just kind of have our scripts. We go through it. You know, sometimes we'll call our own plays and just, you know, defense does their stuff. We do our stuff and we just kind of match it up and go.
This may not be fair, but are some guys better in 7-on-7 than they are in real football?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of everything. That's kind of the whole thing with those combines.
Sure.
From high school to college and even from college to the pros. This guy's a great one-on-one player, but how's he working a system? Mm-hmm. You know, he runs a 4-3, can't catch the ball, he can't guard somebody, so it always doesn't translate exactly.
How does it feel for you? I think Marcus and 350 your offensive line is on preseason watch list. I know there's a lot of watch lists, but you got to feel pretty good about the guys protecting you.
Without the watch list, you know, I felt good before that. I mean, the watch lists are what they are, and I mean, how many times does a guy on the watch list actually end up winning it? Very, very few. And
there's too many watch lists?
Yeah, I think there's too much preseason talk, to be honest. And just the fact that these guys all have really good experience, you know, makes me feel more comfortable. The fact that really, you know, hopefully all things going well, we'll have really just one new face on the offensive line, and Sean's done a really good job so far.
So you don't pay much attention to the watch list?
I see names because Hawkeye Football posts them on Instagram and Facebook, and other than that, I just say, hey, that's a cool picture of Sheriff. That's a cool picture of Austin. That's nice.
What are the areas of your game that you're working on right now that maybe weren't as adequate as you would hope they would have been last year when you played?
Right now, during 7-on-7s, you're kind of always having to work with your eyes. I think that's something you're constantly working on, you know, making protection, finding coverage, then going to your 1-2-3. You know, each play, it could be the same play 20 times. You read it 20 different ways. And I think that's something you're always constantly working on. And, you know, the fluency with your running backs and receivers and just having them understand what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, 7-on-7 is different than, you know, 11-on-11, but still kind of understanding, hey, you need to step on the toes. I want you to cross hard and then get back vertical. Just little things like that you constantly can work on.
You said how there could be 20 different plays that you look at 20 different ways. Is it one of those things where you have a clear idea, like when you're having those conversations with your running backs and receivers about what you want them to do, or is it something that you find yourself improvising more and more even in 7-on-7s?
You talk about a lot because I want to know what they're seeing, because what I see is going to be different from them, different points of view. You know, it's like the movie Vantage Point. There's all these different things that you're seeing. And I tell them what I'm thinking, what I want. They tell me what they think would be best. And we kind of work out what's going to be best. But then also we use what the coaches are saying. Because, you know, the coaches tell us certain things and we try to emulate that. Because, let's face it, they have a little bit more experience than we do.
How does that end up changing then when you do, like, get into an actual game situation? Or even just, like, in practice when it does become live?
Games are a little different. You play a different scheme. That's one of those things, and you know, game plans, certain plays might be, you know, better for a certain team. It just kind of during the game, it's different too than during the week of practice.
Can you consciously try to work on arm strength? Is that something that you can find? You actually have workout stuff for that?
Yep. The answer is yes. You do a lot of rotator cuff.
A lot of ways. I mean, I know you guys do.
Whoa, hey, that hurts. You do a lot of stuff behind me.
A guy like a Brady Quinn.
Nobody is like Brady Quinn. He would work out of my high school.
Really?
Yeah, and he was a monster. Just a really big guy.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff you do. I mean, obviously a lot of, you know, high volume stuff, a lot of heavy weight stuff, cleans, jerks, all that good stuff. But, you know, we do a little bit more rotator cuff than most other guys on the team. Mm-hmm. Long toss, I always swear by that, is the most important thing to get your arm stronger. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to recreate it.
Can you feel it? I mean, do you guys measure that at all?
You can measure it. Be like, hey, I throw it 45 yards 45? On a line.
Yeah.
It's a bullet, but
is there a gun on it or anything like that?
No.
No.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool, but you can't tell. But you know, kind of during the season, and then you have a bye week, you can tell your arm gets a little stronger just from a little more rest.
Right.
That's one of those things that you can tell in the beginning of camp, towards the end of camp. And that's kind of a bigger indicator.
What kind of progression have you seen out of the offense, I guess, during the summer so far?
During the summer? You know, well, so we're not practicing, it's a little bit different, but guys seem pretty hungry. I think that's one of those things that's really important. As a lot of guys are working really hard in the summer, you know, lifting weights, running well, and, you know, last night we had a, you know, big conditioning day, so coach said we ran well, and I thought we did too, so that's kind of the biggest evolution that you see.
Is there any, I mean, what's the biggest difference you think? I mean, obviously you guys aren't necessarily practicing, but from last year to this year, in your opinion?
I don't know if I can answer that one, you know, until we actually, you know, put the pads on and start going, and, you know, even after the first couple of games, then I might have a better answer, but I'll probably still evade the question, let's be honest.
How ready are you to get back into doing contact?
I'm ready. You know, worried about this next week and a half to kind of finish up the off-season training because, I mean, that's honestly, it's so important that not many people realize. But, no, I'm ready to go, ready to start the season just like all the other guys are, kind of aching and ready to just get going.
I guess in terms of the offensive line, do you think that, have you noticed that they were talking about how close they are and how they keep on going fishing together and all that? Have you noticed this bond between them?
They always go fishing. And I'm not that good of a fisherman, I'll be honest. I'm from Florida, but I go deep sea once in a while. But, I mean, they're always doing stuff together, which is great. You know, that's a great team unity. And, you know, it's kind of like the receivers, running backs. And I try to jump in there every once in a while. And it's just, it's one big family. That's the thing. And, you know, the compatibility the offensive line have together, all very similar. So I think that's really good for, you know, communication stuff on Sunday.
They let you do anything, or is it just them pretty much?
I told you, I'm not that good of a fisherman. So, you know, occasionally I'll hang out with them, but there's only so much you can do.
Bait the hooks. You can bait the hooks, man.
I'm not even that good at that.
Jake, I was just wondering, you know, you talk about what you do for football-wise, but I know you're in a demanding major. How's your academic schedule in the summer?
I do nothing. It's great. I don't take class. I'm ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. So I can kind of take reduced hours, actually, the next mm-hmm. three semesters that I'm here, which is really good for me. You know, they finally came out with the new MCAT book that I got to go buy because they're changing that starting next year. So I'll start that a little bit. But I kind of take this time to relax and
recover. How did you get so far ahead? Or?
I took credits in from high school. Mm-hmm. That was a big one. I took summer school my first year coming in. Mm-hmm. And I just, I don't know, passing classes, I guess, helps.
How good does it feel to have that?
It's awesome. Well, I don't get it much. That's the thing. You know, spring break, you don't get it. I get it about 2 weeks, maybe, hopefully less than that during the winter. And I know summer's kind of the time to take a step back and look at football a little bit more and just, you know, enjoy life a little bit more.
So I got to ask them, what are the things that you do, like, in your free time? Like, what are some of your hobbies? Like, when you don't have school work,
my hobbies.
You don't have to, like, be here and focusing on things. You don't have to be watching film.
I'm a big movie guy. Mm-hmm. I love movies. And, you know, we got, like, $5 movies Tuesdays and Thursdays, so mm-hmm. you just take advantage of that. I like to golf. Golfing's great. You know, I wish I was better, just like everybody else does. But yeah, exactly. Right? No, golfing's great, and then also just hanging out with friends. You know, getting to see them a little bit more. And
what's better, like your golf game or your O-line in terms of their ability to fish?
There are some good fishermen. I've gone golfing with them before. They're kind of surprised that I actually can hit it a little better than them. But I'm a quarterback. It's kind of in our blood. We're supposed to be better golfers. So they just try to rip it, but they got to have a little bit more fluency in their swing. But, you know.
They're not like a Barkley swing, though, right?
No, they got good swings, but they use every bit of their muscle when they're teeing off, that's for sure.